Thank you, everybody, for wearing your red. It looks almost like Christmas in here. Christmas in September. It looks good. Next week, I want to make an announcement. I forgot to put that in the post, but next week we are having another September Sunday. It's going to be an October Sunday, and we're going to wear green, all right? So try to wear green next week. We're going to flip the Christmas color from red to green and see what we can do next week for September Sundays. If you have your Bibles open, I encourage you to keep them open here to Philippians chapter 4. And I want to read verse number 13 again. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. This verse has new meaning when you think about where Paul was in writing this verse. Paul was in prison writing these chapters, writing back to the Philippians, trying to encourage them in the Lord, and he makes this statement from a prison cell that he can do all things. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the people receiving this letter saying, here's Paul saying, I can do all things. Really? You're in prison. How can you do anything? But he says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He gives a very confident boast in this verse saying, I can do all things. And I want to challenge us all that we all need to have this same confidence. The title of the message today is going to be Confidence Through Christ. Confidence through Christ. Now, I know a lot of people, I played a lot of basketball growing up, and I know a lot of people that had a lot of confidence in their abilities. I knew a lot of people that they thought they were the best shooter in the gym, they thought they were the best player in the gym, and they made sure they let everybody know it. They let everybody know. They wanted to make everybody know, hey, I'm going to tear it up today, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But when they get on the court, nothing happens. They can't back it up. I hear some giggling over here. I don't want to mention any names, but we played some basketball with some of the teens. I'm not going to say who it is or what it is, but we got some confident people in here that they can play basketball. But here's Paul. He didn't have confidence in his own abilities. He didn't have confidence in himself. He didn't come out here saying, I can do everything by my own will, by my own abilities. He says, I can do all things through Christ. Through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The strength that he knew that he could do all things with was Jesus Christ. Was Jesus Christ. It wasn't himself. It wasn't anybody else. It was Jesus Christ and him alone. I want us to think about that today. Confidence through Christ. I fear in our day and age, in our communities, in our schools, in our homes, that we have a spirit going around in our lives and in Christianity that we can't do all things. That we can't do what God wants us to do. That we can't be what God wants us to be. And I want us to understand that we can through Christ. On your own, yeah, you may be right. You can't do anything. Jesus said, hey, without me, you can't do nothing. But through Christ, Paul right here says, I can do all things. I can do all things. So I want us to take a look here at some of the things that Paul faced in his life and the things that we'll face in our lives and the things that may prevent us, the things that may hold us back, the things that may keep us thinking that we can't do something. And as we go through these things, I want us to come back to our lives and say, can I? Can I do something for God? What does God want me to do and can I do it? The answer is yes. The answer is yes if we do it through Christ. Let's pray. And we'll get into the message. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for coming all the way from heaven to die on a cross so that we could be saved, so that we could live in and through you, Father. I pray that you would speak to the hearts and the minds today. I pray that you would use me as your vessel to deliver the words of God and not anything that would be of my own mind, but only that which you would have me to speak. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
If you're following along and you're taking notes, point number one, I want to see, first of all, that Paul's confidence was verified in his life. Verified in his life. See, here's Paul. He didn't just say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me for any old reason. He saw that over and over again, God was working and God was moving in his life, and God brought him through so many different trials and tribulations that he could come up and he could write to the Philippian church and he could say, hey, I can do all things. Why? Because number one, I said it was verified in his life. like I said before, some of these basketball players, shot after shot, they got all kinds of confidence, brick after brick, and then I'm still like, they still think they got it. They still think they got it. They're just going to give it another shot. They're going to give it another shot, and they just don't have it. Here's Paul. He's not coming out here saying, oh, I'm coming here. I can do all things for any old reason. He says, I've been through it before. God's brought me through before. I want to look at a couple different situations that Paul was in. Don't turn with you there, but in Acts chapter 14, he went to the city of Lystra, and he was preaching the gospel. He was trying to tell people the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was trying to get people saved. He was trying to get people to turn from their pagan gods and come to Jesus Christ. You know what they did? He was creating miracles. You know what they did? They stoned him and cast him out of the city and left him for dead. They said, they just threw rocks at him until they thought he was dead, and they threw him outside of the city. But then the people of God came around him, and the Bible says that he just got up. He rose up, and you know what he did? He went back into the city. And then he left, and then he came back to the city. He didn't let the people that came against him that were throwing stones, that tried to kill him, he didn't let those people prevent him from preaching the gospel. He didn't let those people prevent him from continuing on and doing the will of God for his life. He said, no matter what, I'm going to continue on and come back, and I'm going to keep preaching the gospel no matter what happens. I'm not going to let this time of me being knocked down prevent me from doing what I ought to do. Now, in a lot of situations, I can think of some of my own family members in particular that, man, they were trying to do right. They got on the right path. They got saved. They started coming to church. They started to try to live right. But you know what happened? Some people knocked them down. Some people stoned them, in a sense. Some people knocked them down and threw them out of the city and cast them out because they made a mistake. And then they never came back. And now they're living a life apart from God. We can't allow the things that come in our life that may knock us down and may cast us out to keep us from doing God's will.
Amen.
I know some people that they say, you know what, I can never do that. I can never go back. Can you imagine Paul saying, I can never go back to that city? He got cast out. He got stoned. I know what I would have said. I'm done. Lystra, I'm done with Lystra. I'm going to try a different city. He went back to the city. He left and came back again. He didn't give up. I would have said, I'm done. You're going to stone me, leave me for dead? I can't do that one. But God wanted him to go back to that city, and he did it. Through Christ, he did it. There's another example we talked about last week. Paul was shipwrecked. You know why he got shipwrecked? Well, first of all, he was falsely accused. Then he got arrested. So he's on this boat because he's going back to Rome so that he can get tried, so that he can go before Caesar and be judged according to a false judgment. And he says, you know what, hey, we shouldn't go. The weather's not looking very good. We shouldn't go. They go anyway. And then what happened? They got into a shipwreck. Here's Paul. Now he has to swim to this island. He gets to the island, and barbarians come. I'm sure they were scared. But they welcome him. They create a little fire. Everything's going good. But then guess what? Just as they're cozying up by that fire, they're like, man, we made it out of the shipwreck. Everything's good now. The barbarians didn't eat us. We got this little fire right here. We're good to go. But then the Bible says, a venomous beast. The Bible says a venomous beast jumps out of the fire and latches on to Paul's arm. I don't know about you tonight, but if I see a venomous beast, I'm gone. I'm giving up. I'm just going to fall down dead. This venomous beast jumped out of the fire. A flaming serpent bites onto his arm. You know what Paul does? The Bible says that he shakes it off. The Bible says that he shook off the beast. You know why? Because Paul knew that he was supposed to go to Rome. Paul knew that he had something bigger and better than that venomous beast, than that shipwreck, than whatever it was that was going to face him. He said, I'm supposed to go to Rome so I can preach the gospel, so I'm going to make it. This venomous beast isn't going to stop me. The shipwreck's not going to stop me. Nothing's going to stop me. He said, I can keep going. I can keep going. Why? Because Christ was working through him and in him. You say, without Christ, you think Paul would have survived that shipwreck? No. Without Christ, do you think a venomous beast biting onto his arm wouldn't have killed him? It would have. But because Christ was working in and through his life, Paul continued on. Paul continued on, and here we see Philippians. Paul saying, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Hey, I believe him. I believe him. It was verified in his life. If one of you in here said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, would people believe you? Would people believe you? We need to experience and we need to have God in our life. In order to have the confidence in Christ, we have to see God working in our lives. And the only way that we're going to have God working in our lives is if the things that we are doing are in and through Christ. You see, if Paul was on this shipwreck and he was doing his own thing, you know what would happen? He might end up in the belly of the whale. Didn't we just talk about Jonah this morning in Sunday school? You know what ship he was on? He was on the ship going the wrong direction. And you know what happened? He ended up in the belly of the whale. He wasn't doing what God wanted him to do, and he ended up in the belly of a whale. We got to be careful to make sure that what we are doing is what God wants us to do. And then we will see the verification of God's power and God's strength working in our life. We won't be like that basketball player that talks all kind of trash and thinks he's somebody special, and then he gets on the court and he lays an egg. No. I like the person that comes into the gym, doesn't say anything, doesn't say a word, and then he surprises you, and you're like, man, that dude can play. That dude came in here, he didn't talk any smack, he didn't come in here and say anything, but, man, he's a humble guy. He's a humble guy. But here's Paul, has confidence in Christ, has confidence in Christ. You know what I like better than a basketball player that comes into a gym? That's humble is a Christian that comes into church humble. A young person that gets onto a bus humble. A Christian that walks into his home, that walks back from home and tells his parents and his family what happened at church. I like that much better. I can do all things through Christ. This guy had confidence in Christ working in and through him. Man, we need that same power. We need that same confidence in our young people, in our young adults, in our adults, in our parents. We need some parents and some elders to say, you know what? We can do it. We can do what God wants us to do. It was verified in his life over and over again. The Bible goes on. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, he says, he tells all these other things that happened to him. In verse 23, he says, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more often, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Those are beatings. Beatings. He says, thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Do you hear what Paul's saying? He's saying he's been through some stuff. But in Philippians, he says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Strengtheneth me. Man, you've been through some stuff? Have you been through some stuff? If you've been through some stuff, I want to tell you, you know what? You can continue on. You can keep going. There's all kinds of circumstances that people face today, and I'm sure there's some circumstances that may want to keep you back and may be in your mind that you say, man, I can't do that. I can't do this because of this. I can't be what God wants me to be because of this. I want you to say, I want you to understand today that you can. You can. Not on your own. Through Christ. Through Christ. If you do it on your own strength, you can't do it. But through Christ, who gives us strength, we can do it. It wasn't Paul's strength that allowed him to get through all these trials. It was Paul living the will of God and Christ living in him. And it was God's strength that made the difference. It was God's strength that made the difference. Number one, I said Christ's confidence in Christ was verified in his life. I also want you to see that Paul's confidence came. Listen, Paul's confidence came from his victories in Christ. His victories in Christ. Man, there's all kinds of circumstances that Paul faced, but I'm gonna tell you about three different aspects of Paul's life that he got the victory over that allowed him to have confidence in Christ, that gave him the confidence to say, I can do all things. Letter A, under number two, letter A is he was able to overcome, listen, he was able to overcome his past. He was able to overcome his past. I'm going to read a few verses of who Paul says that he is. In Philippians, just a page over, Philippians chapter 3, verses 4 through 6, he says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Listen, he says, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, in Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Here's Paul telling everybody who he is, who he once was. He says, I was a Pharisee. I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. I'm an Israelite. He was a Jewish man. He knew all the laws of the Word of God. He was strict. He knew every law, and he knew everything that he was supposed to follow. But these were the same people that persecuted Jesus. These are the same people that persecuted Jesus. The Pharisees always had something to say about Jesus. They were always trying to trip him up in his words. They were always trying to just mess him up and actually try to kill him. And Paul was right there alongside everybody. He says, I was persecuting the church. He said, I was casting people into jail. Paul was right there holding the coats of the men that stoned Stephen to death. He says, I was front and center. That's who I am. You know what he had to do? Once he got saved, once he met Jesus, you know what he had to do? He had to go back and preach to those same people. Paul had to go back and go to those same synagogues that he was raised in, that he knew everybody there, that he was right there persecuting everybody with. He had to go back there and say, you guys are all wrong. Jesus Christ, the one that we are persecuting, was right. Can you imagine that? He had to go back on everything he knew. Everybody, all his family, all his friends, everybody he knew that he was a Pharisee. But you know what? He didn't let that keep him down. He didn't let that keep him down. A lot of people will say, man, because of my past life, because of who I was before, I can't do anything for God. They'll allow their past to prevent them from doing what God wants them to do. But Paul overcame his past. The Jews represented his family, his upbringing, everything he once knew. It's not easy to overcome, but we have to do it. We have to do it. Because if we don't understand that our past, that our past mistakes, that our past sins are forgiven, that they're under the blood, if we don't understand that, you'll be trapped in the prison of sin. You'll be trapped. We have to understand that our sins, our past, all things, the Bible says, are become new. We're a new creature. We're a new creature. He says, put off the old man and put on the new man. We have to be able to overcome our past, but we can't shy away from it either. Listen to me now. We can't shy away from our past. Paul could have said, you know what? His charge was to go to the Gentiles and preach to the Gentiles. He could have just said, okay, I'm not going to go to the synagogues anymore. I'm going to go to the Gentiles. You know what he did? He went back to the synagogues first. He went back to his own people. He went back to the Pharisees and said, hey, Jesus Christ was right. Jesus Christ was the Son of God. Man, that's a powerful statement. That takes guts. That takes courage.
Amen.
But man, when you see Paul in Philippians saying, I can do all things through Christ, he didn't say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, except for go back and tell the people that I once used to hang out with. That's a powerful statement. Man, you can go home and tell your family. Man, imagine this. You go home today. You go tell your family, tell all your friends, hey, you know what? I'm going to follow Jesus. That's not easy. Because they know who you are. They know who you once were. It's not easy to go home and tell your family that I'm trying to do right, that I'm going to live by the Bible. You think that's easy? It's not. That's hard. But the Bible says that we can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, which strengtheneth us. That's a victory. Listen, the victory over your past is a victory that's only going to be won through Christ. You think you're going to do it on your own? You're going to fail. You're going to cower. You're going to get in front of somebody that you once knew, and you're going to be like, and you're not going to say anything. You're not going to tell them that Jesus Christ saved you and they can save him. We have to say, we have to understand within ourselves that our past is under the blood. We have to understand that our past is done, it's over with, and we can move forward. If we want to do all things for Christ, God might tell you one day that you might have to reach your family, that you might have to reach your neighbor, that you might have to reach that person that you used to do whatever you used to do with. Can you do it? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Through Christ, who will strengthen you. Letter A, I said, you have to overcome your past. That's what Paul did. The second thing I see that Paul was able to overcome through his preaching to all these different Gentile nations, he was able to overcome the present world. The present world. Letter B, the present world. The world that Paul was in was wicked. We think our day and age is wicked, but the day and age that Paul was in was worse, I would say. The wickedness that was involved was just tremendous. And you know what they did? They set it all to the tune of worshiping false gods. So they weren't just living in sin. They were living in sin and saying that it was to worship gods. All these different Roman and Greek gods, Jupiter, Zeus, Mercurius, all these different pantheon of gods that they worshiped, they were living in some serious, serious sin. The culture of their day was based on pleasure. The culture of their day was based on self-righteousness and intellectualism. It was all about them. What can we do to better ourselves and to be smarter and to be and to pleasure ourselves and to fulfill all of our lusts? What can we do to help that cause? That may sound familiar today, and it does. That's the present world that we live in today. It'll never change. But listen. Paul wasn't afraid of the culture of his day. Paul was a preacher that wasn't afraid to call sin what it was. Amen. Paul went in. You wonder why Paul got all these beatings? You wonder why Paul got imprisoned? It was because he was preaching on the corners against everyone's sin. He's saying, everybody over here, you're wrong. You're doing this wrong. And they just started stoning him. Man, if we had some preachers and some young people to stand up for righteousness like Paul, our world would be changed, but you might get some beatings. You might face some circumstances. Amen. Paul right here was able to overcome the present world. Paul knew that the preaching of the cross was foolishness to the people. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to people that are living wrong, that are in sin, that don't know Jesus Christ. It doesn't make sense. But Paul said, hey, you know what? It may be foolishness, but I'm going to preach it. The world may not understand it, but I'm going to preach it. Why? Because he knew that it was the power, listen, the power of God unto salvation. He knew that these people were living in sin, and he knew that they were never going to be saved if he didn't preach. So he had to preach. And he had to make sure that everybody knew that what they were doing was wrong. Why? So that they could repent and come back to Jesus Christ for salvation. You see, if we don't know what we're doing wrong, then we're just going to stay in it. And it takes a preacher like Paul, it takes a preacher like our pastor to come up and correct us sometimes, to tell us what we're doing wrong. Our present culture has us bound up in a lot of sins. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I grew up a bus kid. And there was a lot of just culture that was just the way we lived. There was a lot of things I watched. There was a lot of things I listened to that were just part of the culture that I grew up in, and that's what I did. But you know what? God had to come to me and tell me that that was wrong. God had to come to me and speak through the preaching of someone that was preaching the Word of God that what I was doing was wrong. And if we're going to do anything, if we're going to ever have the confidence in Christ that Paul had, we're going to have to overcome this world. The culture of this world, we're going to have to be able to overcome. We're going to have to be able to accept preaching. We're going to have to be able to accept the Word of God. And we're going to have to say, you know what? Maybe this world isn't right, and God is. And until we get that settled in our hearts, you're going to keep saying, I can't. Because you're going to be bound by that sin. You're going to be bound by the culture of this world that says, it's okay to do it. Until we're set free from that bondage, we'll never have the confidence that Paul had. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know what you can't do with Christ? You know what you can't do through Christ? Sin. Sin. You can't listen to whatever you want. You can't watch whatever you want. You can't go wherever you want through Christ. So if we're going to do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us and you and me, we're going to have to do what Christ wants us to do. We're going to have to overcome the present world. Whether we're preaching it, whether we're living it, whatever it is, it needs to be overcome.
Amen.
Letter C, point number two. Paul was able to overcome, and this point will be very quickly because I don't want to belabor this one, the power of the culture, the power of the world of that day, which was the Roman government. Paul had to overcome the powers that be that were in that day and age. The Romans wanted to just conquer everything. They wanted to make sure that their rules were over everything, and they kind of allowed everything to be good as long as their power and their control was upheld. Okay? Israel in this day and age was ruled by the Romans. And they allowed the Jews to continue their religion as long as things didn't stir up. As long as they were in control and as long as everything and the peace was held, they were good. But when Jesus came, things got stirred up. When Jesus came, he started stirring the pot a little bit. He started coming to these Pharisees that have just kind of molded into the power, into the Roman structure of the day and said, all right, we'll allow these Romans to kind of go in and we'll just continue to do our thing. But Paul and the preachers of this day and Jesus Christ, they said, hold on. We're going to stir it up a little bit. We're going to make sure that things are done right. We're not just going to keep doing the same old religion that we've always done. We're going to make sure that we're doing what God wants us to do. And Jesus Christ ended up, you know what happened to him? He ended up on a cross. Because the people persecuted him. Because the government didn't like it. Pilate ended up giving in and said, you know what, we'll just crucify him. And you know what happened after that? The Roman government continued to persecute Christians time and time again. That's why Paul ends up going to Rome. Why? Because he was falsely arrested. The Roman government didn't really, they were like, man, this guy's stirring up trouble. We'll just take him. We'll just see what's going to happen. And I want us to be careful because Paul writes over and over again about us being able to pray for our leaders, to pray for our government, to pray for the authority over us. But we also have to understand that our trust is not in our government. Our trust is in God. Our trust is not in our social structure. Our trust is in God. Our trust is not in political or social movements. It's in God. If anybody's going to unite our country again, if anybody's going to bring us back together the way that we ought to be, it's going to be God. There's no governmental policy that's going to bring everybody together. It's not going to happen. It's going to be God. And Paul understood this. He said, man, just we're going to pray for these people. We're going to make sure that that we're living a peaceable life so that there can be order and there cannot be chaos. But we have to understand that God is in charge. God is the one that rules our life. God is the one that's going to give us the strength to overcome. More and more, what we'll continue to see is that the culture of our day, the government of our day, will continue to go further and further and away from Jesus Christ. And it's our job as Christians to hold the line and to say, well, we won't back down. We won't back down. We're going to do what God wants us to do. And if we're going to have confidence in Christ, in our Savior, Jesus Christ, and he's going to give us the strength that we need to understand that what we're doing is not for any social reason, not for any other reason, but for the cause of Jesus Christ. And if we have that mindset, we understand this thing that Paul understood, is that everything in this world was about Jesus Christ, then we can do all things. Point number three, and we'll close with this. Paul's confidence represented his vision. Represented his vision. Here's Paul in prison. Obviously, at this point in his life, he wasn't going to be able to do much for God. But he understood that there was something in the future that was going to come that he was going to be able to do. Young people, there's something, listen, there's something in your future that God wants you to do. And if we have the mindset that we can't do anything before it's even happened to us, if we have the mindset that we can't do something for God before God even brings it our way, then you'll never do it.
Amen.
You'll never do it. We can never do the things that we set ourselves out that we can't do it. If you say you can't do it, you probably never will. Paul right here had a vision. He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He looked to his future and said, I can. A lack of this type of vision, a lack of this confidence, you know what it is? It's not a lack of confidence in ourselves. It's a lack of confidence in our God. Because if we understood who Christ was, if we understood who God is, we would never say, I can't. You can't what? You can't what? Through Christ, what can we not do? It doesn't make sense. If we understand who our God is and what our God has done, he's the king of the universe, he's the creator of the universe, he's created all of us for a special purpose, what can't we do that he wants us to do?
Amen.
There's nothing. We can do all things through Christ, who will give us the strength to do these things. I had an illustration that I was thinking of. All the people that came over to the United States from all over the world in the beginning of our country's foundation. You know, we were just kind of on the eastern side of the state and eastern side of the country, and then country after country just started sending people over. They just started flooding New York Harbor over there, and more people just continued to flock to the United States of America. And they just continue to go west, and they just continue to pour in. They even continue to pour in today. We got all kinds of cultures, all kinds of people that come here. This is the melting pot, is what they say. Why do people come here? I don't know if you've ever heard of the phrase, but you probably had. The American dream, right? All these countries, they had this vision of what America was. They had this vision of America being the land of freedom, the land of all these blessings. You know what they did? They did everything they could to get there. They left their family. They left their friends. They went. They didn't even know English. They spoke a different language, but they said, we're still going to go there. Why? Because they had hope. They had a vision. They understood that there was something over in America that they didn't have here. And they did everything they could to get it. They sacrificed. Man, I want to tell you, there's something out there for you. But it's not the American dream. It's not the American dream. It's God's will. God's will for your life, we should all have a vision for. We should think in our mind every time we go to sleep, there's something that God wants me to do. There's something, there's some place that God wants me to go. There's somebody God wants me to reach. If we have that vision of God's will for our life and we're willing to sacrifice like all the people that sacrificed to come to America, we'll say, man, you know what? I'll give whatever it takes to get to that vision, to get to that point, to get to where God wants me to be. I'll do whatever it takes. You know what? You'll get there. You'll get there. You know what? There were some people that came to America. You know what? They were disappointed. They were disappointed. Because everything, this big grandiose vision that they had, America was going to be great. You know what happened? Some of them it wasn't so great for. Some of them it wasn't so great for. But God's will is great for you.
Amen.
God's will be great for you. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The things that we do must be through Christ. You say, man, I'm kind of just spinning my wheels. I'm trying to do right. I'm trying to live live according to how God wants me to do, but I just feel like I'm just in a spiritual rat race. I'm just spinning on the wheels. I'm running. I'm not going anywhere. I want to challenge us all to think about the things that we're doing. Are we doing them through Christ? Is Christ a part of them? Because maybe the attitude that we have saying, man, I can't do this, I can't do that, maybe that's not what God wants you to do. And if we get back in line with what God wants us to do and the things that we're doing are through Christ, the Bible says right here that we'll be able to do them. Because the strength that you need to do them will be from Christ. It will be from God. And nothing can prevent God's will from happening. There's no power on earth that will prevent God's will from happening. There's no person, there's no past, there's no culture that will stop God's will from happening. If God wants it to happen, it's going to happen. So you know what we need to do? We need to get right in line with God's will. Man, we want this, this, and this. Hey, is that what God wants? Because if it's not what God wants, then it's not going to happen. You hear me? But if it is, if we get our wants and what we desire and our vision focused on what God wants and God's will, it will happen. It will happen. I'll close with a couple different questions. What's your excuse today for the reason that you say, hey, I can't. I can't because of this. I can't because of this person. I can't because of this circumstance. I can't because this happened to me. I can't because this, 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 or the other thing. Do you have something in your mind right now? If there's something in your mind that's telling you that you can't do something for God, I'm going to tell you, get rid of that. It's not true. That's the devil. That's your flesh. That's not God. God's telling you, you can. You can do what God wants you to do. You can read your Bible. You can be a godly woman. You can be a godly man. You can. We have to stop telling ourselves that we can't. Is it our past? Is it something you've done, something you cheated on, something you stole, some person that you did wrong or did wrong to you? I want to tell you today, God will forgive you. God will forgive that. You can put that all behind you and move forward. It could be the culture. There's all kinds of sins that we get caught up in. But we got to get over it. We got to overcome it through Christ. God will set us all free today, but it's up for us to get our vision, to get our mindset, to get our vision for our life to line up with God's. Because if we do what God wants us to do, it will happen. The I can'ts will just get put aside. I can't do this. I can't do that. No, you can't do it by yourself, but with God, you can. I wish that we had some people today. I wish that I had it earlier in my lifetime. I wish I had it even more today, the confidence that Paul had in Christ. This is a bold confidence. I can do all things. All things. Man, that's confidence. That's confidence that we all need to have, that we can do the will of God. And if we would just all understand this, and understand who God is and understand that, hey, we're not having confidence in ourselves. We're having confidence in our God and our Savior. We would understand that we truly could do it. We can do all things. You can do all things. We collectively can do all things. But in our hearts and in our minds, I want us to leave today with the mindset, with the thought that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the trials and tribulations that we see that Paul went through. Father, I pray that you would help us to understand what your will is and help us to be bent towards it. Help us to be molded and made into your image. Father, I pray that you would help us all to understand what you would have us to do and help us to have this confidence that Paul had. Father, Paul had a confidence that he could do all things. Through you, Father, I pray that you would help us to have that same confidence and help us to do the things that you would have us to do. Help us to live for you and give ourselves for you. Father, if there's anybody in this room, Father, I pray that if they don't know you, If they don't know the power of Christ, if they don't know the strength, if they don't know what you can do for them or what you have done for them, I pray that if there's anybody in here that hasn't been saved, that hasn't come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior, I pray that you would save them today. I pray that you would help them to have the courage to give over their lives and to sacrifice and say, yes, I will trust Jesus today. Father, I pray that your Spirit would be continuing to work in and through us and that we would be yielded. And Father, I pray that you would just give us a sweet time of fellowship and growth as we continue to study your word. Father, if there's anybody in here today, in the crowd today, if you're saying, you know what, I need to get saved today, I pray that you would just take somebody that you think that you know here, that may know the word of God, that has a Bible. I pray that you would just come to us. Come up to the front. Come talk to me. Come talk to our pastor and say, you know what, I need Jesus Christ. I need to be saved. And Father, for all those that are in here wondering what God has for them, I pray that you would encourage them and show them and reveal to them the things that you would have them to do. Father, I pray that you would help us all to be sacrificed and yielded to what you would have us to do. Help us to get rid of this mindset that we can't do anything, Father, because we know that we can do all things through you. Now, Father, I pray that, again, you would just bless us, help us all to have a good day this afternoon. And just in closing, we'll pray and we'll just give a final few moments for us to just think on these things, think about what you can do, think about if you need to be saved, you can come up here. And if you need to get something right with God, take a few moments here to just pray to God and ask God to help you and to change you and to make you and to mold you and who God would have you to be. So let's just take a few moments of silence and think to yourself and pray to God. All right, now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. You are dismissed. Amen.